Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Lama Al-Sharafa, a high school student from the Gaza Strip who spent this school year at Mid Prairie High School.
What brought you to Iowa? Tell me about how you
to
got
Iowa
here.
Basically my program is like, you go apply for it, you should go through like multiple exams and like interview, because like 3,000 people will apply for it and like 70 will get it, so it's a big deal.
Yeah.
And then they will send our names. We have organization in my country, the name of it is Amideast, and like they host the program, which is YES program, and they will send all our names to like organization here in America. They will just like randomly choose us, like the organization. My organization is like WordLink. They have like organization in Iowa, in California, or like Colorado. My host family picked me, they were like from Iowa, so that's why I'm in Iowa. So I like, everyone should write a letter to his like host family, and like according to this like letter, they can like just choose us.
Tell me about your host family. What are the things that you found in common between like your own family and the host family?
My host family, like I was really lucky because I have like my double placement, which is Josiah. She's not here today, of course. Basically, double placement is like having two people like from like different countries in the same house, but she's from different program than me because like it's different countries. It's like people in like countries which were like in Soviet Union. My host family is like really open. They're like, they will let you do whatever you want. That's like basically what is my family. Like they're my family, like my real family is like this. Because my community is really like, in my home country is like really close-minded. So my family is like kind of like free, like you can do whatever you want. And my host family is just like this. So I'm really lucky because, you know, I didn't go to like host family, which is like, they don't like accept like differences and like things like that. And also, like, they were like, I don't really eat pork because of my religion, and they're really open about this. Like, you can do whatever you want. They're like, they'd be like, oh, Lama, don't eat this, it has pork, or something like this. Like, they care. Just like my family, they help me, like, in everything I want. My host mom works here in the high school, so that helped me a lot.
In the family, do they have kids that are the same age as you that you lived with, or?
Oh, so they don't actually have, they have, like, two like daughters, but like they're way young, older than us, and like they live by their own.
Yeah.
So that's why they decided to do like double placement. So like I don't get bored, you know, and she doesn't like. So we have like each other. So if we want something, we can like basically we're just sisters. We can do everything together. And help, they work really good because like they hosted before and they know what they're doing, and like that's really good.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yep.
So tell me about your favorite memories or of what you've done or what has happened in the past year being here in America and in Iowa.
Of course, like first when I got like Iowa, I didn't know what is Iowa. I'm sorry, but I didn't know.
Yeah.
I like when I think about USA, I was just like thinking of like New York, California, Hawaii or something like that. So I was like, Iowa, what is this? And like basically I thought like everything like related to Iowa is corn. But it's not actually. I came here, like, my first month was really hard because I have a lot of friends in my home country. Coming here to America, of course, you won't have friends when you first come here, so you should have make friends, and like, you have, like, make friends, and, like, you have to, like, to be, like, good person, you know, 24/7, and, like, so it was hard for me at first, and, like, I just cried, like, two times, but, like, then I was in the play, which is my favorite thing, going to a play and like drama club. They're like just my favorite people, and like I can say my favorite memory would be like going to the musical or to like to the play or speech. I went like to all of them, and they're just like they're amazing. Everyone's really kind, and like and we had our like cast party musical, and everyone's just like hugging me and like crying because like you know I won't be here like I won't be here next year, so they're just like I don't know how next year will be without you. And like that director came to me and he's like, can we just like hide you somewhere and like kidnap you so you don't even have to go back home? And that just made me feel amazing because you know I just feel like I'm so attached to them here, and like I just made friends, and I guess that would be like my favorite memory.
What do you think is something that you will miss when you go back home?
I will miss my friends. I have a lot of friends. I made a lot of friends, and like I'm so attached to them. My host family, of course, like they're amazing. They just helped me a lot. they're my family. Like, I don't know why I call them host family, but it just comes to me. But like, I just know that I have like second family in America. I will miss the teachers. I will miss like after school activities. We don't have it in my country. I will miss like every single thing in America, actually. Sometimes it's just like I get tired with like American food, but like I will miss it, of course.
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned food because I wanted to ask, what is your favorite food here that you eat?
Probably chili. I like it. Like, first I was like, I didn't really know how I feel about this, but like then I'm like, oh no, I like this.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Lama Al-Sharafa. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.